Excuse me. You there. Yes? Over there? Please? Could you give me a hand? Now, don't be alarmed. Well, I can see you're alarmed. I know. I know I'm a disembodied head sitting on a log and calling to you. But, well, please calm down. Just let me explain. I guess you could call me a Doulahan. Now, I'm not so scary as in the stories you may have heard when you were a child. But I do have the ability to detach my head from my body all the same. And well, my body and I have had a falling out of sorts. Oh, yes, yes. Isn't it just awful? Imagine if sometimes your body didn't listen to you and just set your head down and walked off somewhere when it got fed up with you. From what I can feel, I think she must be wandering around the forest in a huff right now. But who knows when she will come back for me? It's already been hours. Oh, I was awfully scared, wondering if my body would return before the sky got dark, with nobody else around, all alone and defenseless like this. But it's a good thing you found me, isn't it? I'm just a poor little Doulahan girl without my body, and gosh, just imagine what would happen if some cute, charming boy on his travels out here, who probably hasn't seen a woman in months, came along. Just the two of them, alone in the woods, with no one else around for miles and miles. Why, he could just have his way with me, letting out all that pent up. Huh? What's that look you're giving me? Step closer, cutie. I don't bite. You won't just leave me here, will you? Or I'll just have to track you down again, I guess. Oh, good. I was so worried I might scare you away. Could you pick me up? I'm so terribly cold down here. Thank you. Oh, your hands are so warm. Thank you for brushing that leaf out of my long hair. I'm sorry to trouble you. Oh, it's pretty. My hair is. Oh my, well, I'm glad you think so. But how embarrassing that you would find me like this. I know it's a lot to ask when you must be tired and still have such a long journey ahead of you, but maybe you could keep me company for a while until my body returns. Oh, you're so kind and gentle. I knew you would be, and you're even cuter up close. Now that you can see my face more closely, you're probably noticing just how plump and red my lips are, right? And how long my eyelashes are, and the softness of my long, black, silky hair, and the rosy color of my squishy, round cheeks. And you can feel my hot breath on your hands. No one else is around out here but you and me. We sure are alone out here. No one could even blame you. I don't know if you gave in to those fantasies you probably have popping into your mind right about now. What's that confused look? Oh, come now. Please, your innocence is adorable. But I'm getting so desperate that if my body were here, it'd be squirming next to you. You have to understand what I'm getting at here, right? Or are you playing coy with me? Okay, I'll make this easy on you. I'll beg. I want you to put my lips, my mouth on your body. Use them however you want. They're all yours right now. Touch me, please. I need it so badly. I've been tracking you and gazing at you from afar for weeks, and there was just something about you. I just couldn't help myself anymore, and Yes, something kind of like that. I think I'm feeling a little bit dizzy. I like it when you kiss me on the cheek like that. It's felt like years that I've waited, imagining how your kisses would feel. But wait, isn't there something else that you'd rather do with me? Think about it. My soft, wet lips can do anything you want with them. There is nothing I can do to stop you right now. Don't you want to know how warm my mouth is? That's it. You're getting it. Set me down for a moment if you have to. You can loosen your pants to let them down. Ah, gosh, I'm so helpless in your hands like this. Ah, could you just put my mouth right up to your... The look on your face was so cute. I just had to mention it. You're really enjoying this, aren't you? There's no need to be so embarrassed. Here, why don't I give your lower part some attention for a bit? And maybe I should just kiss along your shaft like this. Mmm. this, don't you? Oh, your cock tastes so good. Oh, it's so hard for me. Oh, I'm blushing now. Maybe I don't even need my body anymore. Oh, can you just imagine it? You could carry my head with you everywhere. And whenever you feel tired and need a rest, you could just thrust into my mouth to help you relax and take the stress off. It just would help to store your energy to help you keep going. Wouldn't that be so convenient for the both of us? Looks like my body's made her way back. Here she comes. Good to see she hasn't gotten that long, flowy dress all dirty. I made sure to wear something nice and pretty for you. She did a good job staying put nearby as I told her to, but I think she's gotten lonely knowing we're having fun without her. Oh, I'm sorry for tricking you. But could you give my body some attention too? Oh, is something wrong? Oh, you must be staring up my chest, aren't you? Oh, no, it's okay. After all, if you hold me up and compare them with the size of my head, either my breast is bigger, see? That bodice barely keeps them supported, and they're nearly spilling out, aren't they? Looks like she's even giving you a better view of my cleavage, pulling that neckline down. Oh, don't you just want to rest your face in between them? I know I like to do that sometimes. That's it. Just rest your head. I like it when you kiss them like that. It'd feel even better if you sucked them too. Ah, there she goes, dumping them out of the dress like that. I guess she's even more impatient than I am. Go on. She'll hold them up for you with one hand and stroke your hair gently with the other while you kiss and suck on them all you want. Feels kind of silly with you holding me down here beneath the shade of my own breast. They're even blocking my view of your face. But I know you must look so cute right now. God, I want you to come in my mouth while I feel you sucking my nipples, okay? Oh, I love how you thrust. Your hip. So cute. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, he's sucking on my nipples as you fuck my mouth at the same time. Please keep going. I promise I'll be fine. Please tug on my nipples like that. Yes. Are you getting close? I think I am too. Come in my mouth. Come on. I wasn't done, you know. I wanted to suck for a little longer. But I imagine it must be quite sensitive after that. And I'm sure you must be tired too, judging from your sweet face. Oh yes. If you would be so kind, I would appreciate if you would clean my face. thank you. And just, if you could, set me back on my body. Ah, yes. That should do it. It's surprisingly easy, I know. And look how wet you made my nipples. Let's see if I can fit my breasts back into this bodice. Oh, that's very kind of you, but I won't need any help getting home or anything of the sort. In fact, I was more concerned about you. Well, there's a village not far from here that you could lodge in if you would like to take a rest. I could accompany you there if you wish. All right. I'd be more than happy to show you the way. And if you need a guide for those parts, I wouldn't mind at all. What? Really? You want to travel together with me? Of course that's okay. I mean, I would follow you and watch over you anywhere you go, regardless. But being able to travel by your side? Well, that would just make me the happiest, Julian. Off to the village then, darling. Don't worry, if I'm by your side, I can keep you safe from anything that's lurking about in these woods. What do you mean, Adulian, is the scariest thing you've seen in this forest? You'll encounter a lot of things scarier than I when the sky gets dark. Now, come along. We better get going. Take my hand.